Caroline watched her pick up each plate and dry it carefully, grateful that Phoebe was safe, terrified that someday she would not be. Who was this stranger, this Mike, and what might he have done to Phoebe if she had gone with him? Caroline filed a report with the police, but she had little hope that they'd find him. Nothing had actually happened after all, and Phoebe couldn't describe the man, except to say that he'd worn a gold ring and blue sneakers.
Mike is nice, Phoebe insisted. He wouldn't lie.
Sweetheart, not everyone is good or wants what's best for you. He didn't come back to the bus like he promised. He was trying to trick you, Phoebe. You have to be careful.
You always say that,
Phoebe responded, throwing the dish towel on the counter.
You say that about Robert.
That's different. Robert isn't trying to hurt you.
I love Robert.
I know. Caroline closed her eyes and took a deep breath. Look, Phoebe, I love you. I don't want you to get hurt. Sometimes the world is dangerous. I think this man is dangerous.
But I didn't go with him,
Phoebe said, picking up on the sternness and fear in Caroline's voice. She put the last plate on the counter, suddenly near tears.
I didn't know.
You were smart, Caroline said. You did the right thing. Never go with anyone.
Unless they know the word.
Right. And the word is a secret. You don't tell anyone.
Starfire,
Phoebe whispered loudly, beaming.
It's a secret.
Yes, Caroline sighed. Yes, it's a secret. On Friday morning, Caroline drove Phoebe to work. That evening, she sat in her car, waiting, watching Phoebe through the window as she moved behind the counter, binding documents, or joking with Max, her co-worker, a young woman with her hair pulled back in a ponytail, who went out to lunch with Phoebe every Friday, and who was not afraid to take her to task if she messed up an order. Phoebe had worked here for 3 years now. She loved her job, and she was good at it. Caroline, watching her daughter move behind the pane of glass, thought back to the long hours of organizing, all the presentations and the fights and paperwork it had taken to make this moment possible for Phoebe. Yet so much remained. The incident on the bus was just one concern. Phoebe didn't earn enough to live on, and she simply could not stay by herself, not even for a weekend. If a fire broke out or the electricity failed, she would be frightened and would not know what to do. And then there was Robert. On the drive home, Phoebe chatted about work, about Max, and about Robert. He was coming over the next day to make a pie with Phoebe. Caroline listened, glad it was almost Saturday and Al would be back. One good thing about the stranger on the bus, he had given her an excuse to take Phoebe back and forth, thus limiting the time she spent with Robert. When they walked in the door, the phone was ringing. Caroline sighed. It would be a salesman or a neighbor collecting for the park fund, or a wrong number. Rain mewed in welcome, weaving around her ankles. Scat, she said, and picked up the phone. It was the police, the officer on the other end clearing his throat, asking for her. Caroline was surprised, then pleased. Perhaps they had found the man on the bus after all. Yes, she said, watching Phoebe pick up Rain and hug him. This is Caroline Simpson. He cleared his throat again. And again.